Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 9:07 and
it's Thursday.
We have a special human takeover in just a few minutes as he does the movies review with a mystery man by the name of Eddie. But right now, we're going to hear a few texts, hear what people had to say this morning.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I wanted to mention our guy, Alan, from Bananas at Large. He has twins. And so when we were talking about twins, he texted in and said, identical twins are probably more likely to have that language thing. He has fraternal twins,
yeah,
and they don't have that. He said they baby talked each other, but they didn't develop.
They didn't get their own little like names for things.
Right.
Got it.
So there's one answer on the fraternal twins thing. My twin grandbabies are 15 months old. Verbal communication is just about to pop. We'll see if they speak English or twinnies.
Twinnies.
Very cute.
Adorable.
Very.
Just saying problems not anticipated are going to show up. And the mask, what? I don't know what that is. Okay. And I only have a minute because we've got the movies reviews right around the corner.
Oh my God, it's so exciting. I'm so excited about it.
Very strange. Yes. The whole thing has been really weird.
Well, leave it to Hooman to make things a CF every time. Oh, boy. Here
go
they
ahead
are.
And make sure they're
I'm a twin. Hands. My brother and I had our own language. My mom said it sounded like gibberish. We had to go to speech therapy because we weren't picking up English.
Oh. They had their own thing going on.
That's weird, and I don't mean to compare dogs to humans, but they do say you would never buy two puppies at once. Like, you'll never be the master of those two dogs. They'll
because
be
they
their
have
own
each
thing.
Other. Got it. Right.
So I can see how that might become the problem. Someone wrote in and just loved your honesty about how you drank yourself to barf.
Oh, yeah,
by
great.
Yourself. They said that was incredible.
That's, great.
That was
They sure. loved your honesty, and it was a great
a
story.
Oh, yeah, really great. So just a story about a 50-year-old woman who drank herself to barfing in the backyard at 4 o'clock
you
on
went
a Friday.
In the backyard?
I started in the. It was a beautiful night. It was like sometime this summer.
Oh, no, you didn't barf in the backyard.
Oh, no, no, oh, I made it to a toilet like a big girl.
Oh, okay.
But,
you. You're proud of yourself.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I'm super proud of the sounded. Whole thing. John just shook his head at me. I'm like, well, so much for that Friday night.
First of all, Sarah, it was a Ferrari, not a Porsche, and it had a manual odometer, so yes, driving in reverse would reverse the mileage. I don't know about that, but okay. That seems like...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember, and it's, you know, the car got put up on blocks and, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, my God, I'm laughing so hard right now at Sarah's Aussie voice. How is no one laughing at that? We live with the Aussie voice. We've
yeah,
known
the
Aussie voice
for all the
years.
Voices. They're just like, oh, Sarah, trying again.
No, we just take it for granted. You're great at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it very much. Oh, it's nice of you. It's really a good thing to say.
Vin, you can just change your name to Ripley. It's so easy. No,
no,
she's
not going to change her name.
No, she's who she is now. It's too late. She's
Oh, Edie was the one who was going to be named Ripley? I thought it was Isla.
Well, I thought it was Isla. Ripley was my choice all along, but Isla was what mom said when the, you know, the baby did come out of her. And when she said this child is named Isla, I kind of went, I don't really see where
Isla
I'm gonna,
it is.
How am I supposed to? All right.
Yeah.
And with that.
Yeah.
It's Hooman and Eddie.
Oh,
you're doing it live?
I don't know. I wasn't planning on doing it.
Yeah. Is there no?
Do it live.
I didn't. There's and Eddie. You know, we just didn't have one prepared.
Well, thank you, everyone. We're back. I'd like to welcome my co-movie reviewer, Eddie. Eddie, thanks. You guys may not have met him before, but he's a really wonderful human being.
Yeah, we've all met Eddie.
Oh, you
great
know
to
him?
Be here. It's Clawface Eddie.
Okay, Clawface Eddie. So, we got a few movies to review. They're all Netflix films. Nothing in the theaters yet. The first one's called My Octopus Teacher. Sarah, have you heard of this?
No. The first I heard of it was this morning. My Octopus Teacher. Is this a documentary or a piece of fiction? What is this?
It is a documentary, and it takes place in South Africa. And the movie's about this guy named Craig Foster, who becomes best friends with an octopus in the ocean. So let me be crystal clear. Guy, Craig, is depressed and starts snorkeling and finds this octopus. And then for the next year of Craig's life, he, like, goes into the water every day to hang out and play with this octopus. So, Pat,
okay.
This film is...
Or Eddie.
That was quick.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. That really took no time. This is your idea, you fool.
And by the way, can I just ask, so what happened to Greg?
Oh, Greg, the guy who's snorkeling?
Yeah, was it Greg or Craig? I'm not
Craig.
Sure.
It's Craig. Yeah,
it's
what
Craig.
Happened to him? Well, we're gonna get into that in a sec.
Let's just call him Dave.
So, Eddie, this film is 90 minutes long.
What, Jesus Christ.
What was going through your mind during the first 45 minutes of My Octopus Teacher?
Listen, it was a documentary, but he does a great job because it does turn into something different than a documentary. So I was thinking, oh, yeah, it's a science movie, a la Jacques Cousteau. You know, he's going underwater, he's going to find things. And then it changes dramatically. I think this is why it's getting so much, you know, so many eyeballs. It changes into this very sort of dramatic personal story, and it's less documentary and more relationship. He develops a relationship with this octopus.
Does he actually have a relationship? Or
it's weird.
Yeah,
like this thing. I don't know if
like it likes him, and it. Does it, like, hug his face and give him little octopus kisses with that beak of his?
It's all the above.
It does hug him, yes.
It's weird.
Is it trying to just eat him and he thinks it likes
him? The whole time I'm watching this, I'm like, this guy's married. He's got kids. Like, don't you think his wife and kids are like, hey, Dad, don't you want to hang out with us? I mean, and not the octopus? Like,
well, he did say he was going through a crisis. He did say this was his sort of sabbatical from everybody, put his family aside, and that's why he was able to go on the ocean for 300 straight days.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it was just – so the whole time, the first 45 minutes I'm watching this, I was like, this guy's a cuckoo bird. Like,
cuckoo.
This is so bizarre. I'm not understanding the draw. And also, he snorkels without a wetsuit. Like, he's just in shorts in the ocean all the time. I just think – the cold and the... I don't know.
Bet you it's somewhere tropical. I'm looking at some fairly clear water. Maybe not. That looks cold.
Does this film keep you engaged for the entire 90 minutes, or were you ever bored, Pat?
Eddie.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ!
It, listen, well, so let me tell you something. Hank, when we were... When you called me... Is it Henry or Hank? When you called me, Henry...
Honk.
Hee-haw. So, when you called me, listen, it was a great, it was a really good movie. It was beautifully shot.
Engaged the whole time?
I was because, you know, underwater photography, he sets you up in the first few minutes. He does a great job of talking about, and it's not a spoiler, when he's swimming, you know, 20 feet from the bottom, he's in shallow areas where octopi live.
Sure.
And he says he with his footage he describes it's like flying through a forest where you can fly up to the top of the trees, jump off, and then fly down.
Yeah.
And his photography, you know, accentuates that, and you really feel like, oh, this is beautiful. Like, so I was totally engaged from the get go.
All right, so there's kind of this odd moment in the film where Craig and the octopus get into a fight.
Oh, how well, every good relationship has its conflicts.
And then Craig puts together this like elaborate chart and becomes like this Sherlock Holmes so he can find his friend and apologize and make amends. Did that seem odd to you?
Well, that's when I started thinking this is another octopus. He lost his star and he had to go find another one. But again, no spoilers. There are identifiable marks on this octopus, so he finds it. Is that a spoiler?
No, not at all.
I just got a text from a friend who said they watched it twice. They loved it so much. So yeah. I don't know if you guys are going to ultimately say you enjoyed
watch it.
It.
It's on Netflix, honey.
I'm hearing it's good.
In my opinion, the last 40 minutes of this film was absolutely captivating. Without giving anything away, did you find yourself on the edge of your seat the last 35, 40 minutes of the movie, and were you satisfied with the end?
I watched it in bed. I was satisfied, very satisfied. And again, you know, how movie ends, you know, Hollywood endings, they call them. You know, do you want to end melancholy, sad, happy? This has a great ending. Like, you walk away thinking about this movie.
Yeah, Vinny needs a good ending. I need to make sure that, you know, we don't let him see anything that's going to upset him.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Well, yeah, this one's not for Vinny.
What the F just happened? You just said it was a great ending.
It is a great ending.
Okay, don't say another word.
He gets the girl.
Yeah, he gets the girl.
The girl octopus? Okay. He's got like a...
Thank God.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, he gets the girl. So I want to give a shout out to one of my dear friends, Erin. She's the one that told me about this film. Sum it all up, let me just say this. This movie falls into an odd category where it's so weird. It's not just good, it's great. It goes from weird to like, what am I watching? To, oh, wow, this is amazing. And the idea of using nature to heal you, that's beautiful. Like, that's a real thing. And if everyone's like, oh, I got to get back into nature to heal myself, watch this. Like, this guy actually does it. If you're depressed, this movie will actually give you a glimmer of hope. I'm going to give it 4.5 Persian rugs.
Go ahead. All right. Eddie, how many fake names? It's this point, right? How many fake names you giving it?
I'm gonna give it 4.5. I like Hooman's number. I would almost. I mean, you can't give anything a 5, right? I just, you know, if I enjoy a movie, I want to say it's a 5.
You can say what you want. You're the reviewer.
Yeah, I thought it was definitely in this time where we're filling our brains full of media because of, you know, our shelterings in the home. This is definitely not a waste of time. This is a great movie.
All right,
everyone.
Watch that today.
Here's your review of a film called Enola Holmes. Millie Bobby Brown, Helena Bonham Carter, and Superman is in this. Henry Cavill. So Enola Holmes is Sherlock Holmes' younger sister, and she has as much wit as Sherlock. So when her mom goes missing, Enola uses all of her abilities to find her missing mom. So, Pat, who is the target audience for this film? Oh, sorry. It's in my notes.
Not working. This is
I'm completely done with this now. It's fine.
Yeah, it's over.
Just give it away.
What does Pat think? Go ahead, Pat.
Sorry, Eddie.
I was supposed to be a mystery guest because Huma couldn't find anybody of noteworthy. Where are we at? What was the question?
Yeah. Who's the target audience for this film?
Well, I feel weird about it because I'll just jump to the end. I loved it, and I'm not, you know, I had never seen anything Millie Bobby Brown was in. I just knew her name and saw her from interviews. So it's probably the tone of the film seems to be meant for, you know, 12 to 18-year-old young men and women.
It's like a total YA thing. It's not. This is not.
Well, that's the target audience. But, you know, I was going to say, since we're not the target audience, did you appreciate this movie?
I thought it was great.
Oh.
It was really well done. And she clearly is, you know, she's a producer on the film. So she clearly made sure this movie, you know, was going to work before she put it out. And, you know, there's 6 books. So you can see the future coming.
So this isn't a series. This is a standalone movie.
I don't know.
Right now it is.
Right now. Yes. And is this a Netflix thing?
Yes. These
and
are
is
all
the,
Netflix.
Okay, so, and also The Octopus's Garden is a Netflix?
Yeah, My Octopus Teacher, yeah.
Got it. Thank you.
So what do you want to say to people who watch this film for Superman? How much screen time does he have?
Well, I know you're going to disagree with me. He has enough. The movie's about her.
My
gosh. Yeah, see, I
oh, you, there wasn't there wasn't enough Superman for you, Hooman?
He's in the movie for 10 minutes.
Yeah, you're not. If you're going to watch this, if you're going to watch this because he's on the poster, you'll
is
be disappointed.
Is he gleaming golden, he's, perfectly
No, that's,
tan?
I think that's Matthew McConaughey. No,
okay, all right, sorry.
He's lovely. He's when he's on, when he's on the screen, he's
Oh, Channing Tatum, my bad. Sorry.
But, like, okay, he is on all the posters. How many minutes is he in the movie?
10.
Okay.
15.
But you think that was enough?
Well, I mean, he was rad. I mean, he was great. He's so central. I believe that if this is going to be a series of films, again, I'm not giving anything away because it's in the trailer, but, you know, much like Eva Wan grocery store in L.A. where the – you guys talked about it yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the name, right?
Wherever, so, nowhere.
Erewhon.
And so Erewhon. Enola, it goes by that same trickery. And it's not about him. It's really, she carries the whole movie. And
she
she's
does.
Great.
All right, so this is a Sherlock Holmes type mystery film. Could you predict who did it?
No, it was awesome.
It was.
Because they gave you some. And then you're like, okay, well, I'm going to double, triple think that. And then they quadruple think me out of it.
Oh, I love stuff like that. So so don't, without saying anything about it, is solid twists and excellent reveals. And
Well, you find out that Clawface Eddie did it.
Oh, that's, I didn't even know that guy existed.
About minute 90.
sum it all up, let me just say this. If you're a girl 12 to 17, watch this. It will inspire you. As Pat said, I believe that this will end up being a series of films. The production value is really high. Mm-hmm. The acting is good. Story's compelling. I mean, I'll give it 3¾ Persian rugs.
Well, that's not bad.
I'm going to give it 4. I thought it was great. You know, when you underestimate someone who is, you know, exceptional, which is she is. It's like a superpower movie, a superhero movie. She's exceptional, and then she's constantly underestimated because, you know, it's a period piece.
She's a little girl, right?
She's a little girl. It's a period piece, so she just gets her way and gets, you know, she navigates. It's fun to watch.
Real quickly, we want to mention one other documentary because this was, like, number one on Netflix for, like, a month. And I watched it, and I said, Pat, let's try to throw this one at the end. It's called American Murder, The Family Next Door. Anybody watch this?
Yep.
No.
Oh, most man.
Yeah, these guys all talked about it. They like.
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay. Did you guys already talk about it in detail?
I want you to review it. I want to hear what you have to say about it. Tell the story.
This is a documentary. It's a true crime documentary that tells the 2018 Watt family murders in Colorado through 90% found footage. And I didn't know about this murder at all. It completely missed me. I didn't follow it in the news. Nothing. So for me, I was entirely captivated because this film is so well done. Through body cams on cops, cameras in the lie detector room, cell phone tech, cell phone cameras. I personally didn't know about this at all. Pat, what did you think?
It's amazing. It's, I mean, if we learn anything from this movie, it's that the most just pernicious, evil thing on this planet is the human being. It is just unbelievable what this guy does. And how he stands in front of cameras almost as if he's trying to... like he believes, I think he's really sociopathic. He truly believes that if he believes hard enough that he didn't do these things, that he can convince people. And I knew the story. It's not even heartbreaking. It's almost like you want to jump into the TV and just go after him. It's crazy. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
The human being is just, oof.
I stay away from stuff like this normally, but I couldn't look away because the whole time I'm like, oh, who killed this family? What's going on? I'm not. And then when the reveal happens in this lie detector room, you're like, oh no. And then it's just this downward spiral until the very end. You walk away from this with an empty pit in your stomach. You can't believe what you're watching.
Yeah, it's not a whodunit. We're not spoiling anything.
Yeah,
it's not a whodunit. It's just.
If you're okay with watching something like this, I say watch it because, like, from a filmmaking standpoint, it's phenomenal, and that's what I'm reviewing this on. It's how the filmmakers did. I'm gonna give it a solid 4 Persian rugs.
All right. Wow, three winners today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Pat, what do you think?
Yeah, technically it's a 4 or 5, but just it's hard to watch, man.
It is hard to watch. Yep. The only thing that left me wondering, and this again, it was a news story. It's real life. It's not. We're not spoiling anything. If you Google it, you'll know who the killer is. But I was surprised that there was no look back into this person's history. I don't see how you can do anything this awful, horrific, without having some history of it, some idea that this is in this guy. And they never sort of show you that this is someone who he was hiding. Because when you see the videos early in the movie, you're like, he's a regular dad.
Yeah.
Playing with his kids. Like, what else is there? Right?
Just a little bit of history. He was he was overweight and kind of a loner, and he got super, super fit. And so that's the little bit of his backstory that you get, is that he's sort of, you know, morphed into this different person. I thought the most fascinating thing was how the wife was so effusively complimentary of him. And like they made it seem like they were so close that these were partners, man. Nothing could break these two. And it was just, I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah, woof. Right. It's awful.
So awful. In this order, I recommend My Octopus Teacher, Enola Holmes, and The American Murder, Family Next Door. If you're going to watch these three, watch them in that order.
Okay. I mean, I'm not going to watch that American Murder one, but the other two, I may actually watch those today, you know?
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Well, I'm glad we opened up your minds to things were there that you just didn't know about.
It's amazing.
I don't know how we do it.
I really don't know either. I mean, honestly, it's like everything went perfectly today with every aspect of this movie's
Eddie,
review.
It's been a pleasure meeting you.
Really
thank you so
Eddie.
Much.
Oh, what a delightful addition to the Hooman Hijack lineup. Fantastic.
Well, Sandy and Victor, it was great meeting you.
Thank you. Thanks for that. All right. Thanks again, guys. Are we allowed to post this on the? Never mind.
Yeah.
We're
going
to take a quick break, and we'll be back after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Fun show today. Thursdays are always good shows, and Fridays are even better. So we'll meet you here for that. Thanks to Hooman and Clawface Eddie. Who did the movies review today? Actually, I will say all three of those. I'm not going to watch the murder one, but the octopus one and Enola, those sound fantastic. So I'm excited to have heard those reviews. And
yeah, you know, I don't normally go around hating crap. I just don't. But I finished that movie, the American Murder movie, and I just thought, I just hope he's having the living crap kicked out of him regularly. Like
right.
What he does is so despicable. And so you should skip it if you don't want to see that, because that's what that is. You will see the lowest. And what's the quote from Clawface Eddie? What did he just say? That humans are the whatever he said, he nailed it.
Right. Something about evil.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's true. And I don't like seeing that in people. So it's, you know, I'm going to go with the octopus one. That seems delightful.
I'm interested as well. I'll watch that this weekend.
I know. That does look. I bet you your kids would like that, too. Like, that actually seems, you know, it's undersea, you know. Like, I love. Remember when Jacques Cousteau used to be on all the time?
Sure.
I still love Jacques Cousteau. But this guy, I didn't really want to butt in on the movie review, but it seems like that guy was holding his breath forever and ever. I think sometimes when people are captivated by something under the water and they're snorkeling, they actually forget that they need to breathe.
Well, if he's been at that for a whole year, he probably got better at holding his breath. I think 2 minutes is
a lot.
Well, but you can do it. I can do it. Yeah. 2 minutes is not a problem.
Well, sometimes you have to do it, Vinny. You're in a washing machine.
Right. Well, that's what I was going to say, is it's only when you are being beaten by waves that you suddenly time goes from 2 minutes to, I think I can make 10 seconds, and then you start to freak out.
Mm-hmm.
You start to go like, okay, I can't. I've got to.
The struggle's real.
I have to fight this.
I got to find up.
Right.
That'd be good. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listen, you guys, have a great day. Enjoy it. It's actually chilly right now. I'm sure it'll warm up, but it's going to be a beautiful day. And we'll catch you back here after Big Brother, an eviction tonight, and the debates and football and all the fun things. And we'll see you on Friday.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.